Okay, folks, get ready for another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it's down home from the heart, honest music. Now, on this show, I'll play the biggest hits of country legends throughout the years, and many of those songs I play will be on 45 RPM records or albums. You're going to hear some amazing stuff, so time to get those turntables spinning on this edition of Sweet Country Music. Let's get to work.
Country music. I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana, and though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time. Hello, Samantha, dear, I hope you're feeling fine. And it won't be long until I'm with you all the time. But until then, I'll spend my money up right down to my last dime. Go home and Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just for one more time. Go home in Baton Rouge, sweet Baton Rouge, my Baton Rouge.
If it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty. journey. Just living his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say you got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Sweet Country Music on this amazing radio station. And please allow me to take a moment to thank you for tuning in. Now, besides spinning the hits done by the legends of country music, this edition of Sweet Country Music will also have a comedy break about halfway through the show and a feature presentation during the second half of the show that will spotlight what I call forgotten country singers. You know, folks who have had some big hit records during their career but are pretty much forgotten. Well, not heard on radio anymore, so stick around. Should be a lot of fun. You just heard Aaron Tippin and a number six hit record for him in late 1990, You've Got to Stand for Something. It was the first hit record for him, and it established him as an up-and-coming country star. Boy, he would have a lot more hit records over the years. I opened the set with the amazing Garth Brooks and a song that wasn't a number one hit for him. Calling Baton Rouge actually landed at number two on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart for him in late 1993. Okay, so it wasn't a number one hit, but it's still one of his biggest.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Just because I ask a friend about him, just because I spoke his name somewhere, just because I rang his number by mistake today, he thinks I still care. Just because I haunt the same old places where the memory of him lingers everywhere. Just because I'm not the happy girl I used to be, I still care. And if he's happy thinking I still need him, then let that silly notion bring him cheer. But how could he ever be so because I ask a friend about him, just because I spoke his name somewhere, just because I saw him
chanting alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing, yeah. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipes if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll meet me in the hallway. Oh, twice on the pipes means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart, count how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adore you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. Oh, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipes if the answer is no. Means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Well, my darling, knock three times on the ceiling if you want me. Oh, twice on the pipes if the answer is no. Means you'll meet me in the hallway. Twice on the pipes means you ain't gonna show. Twice on the pipes means you ain't gonna show.
There you go, Billy Crash Craddock and his number three hit record from 1971, Knock Three Times. Now, if it sounds familiar, it was a remake of a Tony Orlando and Dawn hit record on the pop charts from late 1970. The Billy Crash Craddock version stayed at number three for 2 weeks and also served as an introduction to the North Carolina singer-songwriter who would stay on our radios and the record charts for quite a long time. I'll open the set with a number one hit record for Ann Murray back in 1974. He Thinks I Still Care. It was one of many number one hit records the Canadian singer would have in the United States and her home country of Canada. Now, bet you didn't know this. Before she became a country music star, Ann Murray was once a high school gym teacher and appeared on a CBS television variety show called Sing Along Jubilee that was on the air in the late 1960s.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
Billy songs.
Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, holly-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink a fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler, hidey-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, jukebox and sawdust floor, something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in for my first taste of
I said, let me have a big old sip, right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you wanna holler highly, oh, burns your tummy, don't you know. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
We all need a silly song now and then, and Roger Miller came to the rescue. That was Roger Miller at a number three novelty hit record he had back in 1964, Chug-a-Lug. The song talks about a guy's memories of his experience with homemade alcohol, white lightning, moonshine, whatever you want to call it. So thank you, Roger Miller, for that silly song.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Out of all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes, working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused. And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
If you've got a road map of Texas, you can see that it's a wide open state. From Amarillo down to Boma, you can bet that it's a honky-tonkin' place. They might like to rock and roll in Dallas and disco down on Galveston Bay, but when God made those West Texas cowboys, He gave them the Pecos promenade.
Lead off with the Cotton Eye Joe, hook and wing, then heel and toe. Hold me close for the Pecos promenade. Beer signs hanging by the door, sawdust on an old dance floor. Tip your hat for the Pecos promenade.
Sun starts going down on the prairie, and the starlight falls on the sage. That's when a cowgirl needs a cowboy to do the Pecos promenade. Tonight's the first time I saw him, we can hear those twin fiddles play. Houston starts to feel like Lone Star Heaven as we dance the Pecos promenade.
Beat off with the Cotton Eye Joe, hook and wing, then heel and toe. Hold me close for the Pecos promenade.
Mm-hmm. your hat for the Pickers Promenade. That's when a cowgirl
needs a cowboy
to do the Pickers Promenade.
Well, if you've ever seen the movie Smokey and the Bandit starring Burt Reynolds, you may remember that song, Pecos Promenade, done by Tanya Tucker in 1980. Correction, the Smokey and the Bandit movie was the second one, Smokey and the Bandit number two. Anyway, the song made it to number 10 on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart and was also included on the movie's soundtrack album. I opened the set with a true legend of country music, Merle Haggard, and one of his early number one hit records from 1968, Mama Tried. It was one of four number one hit records Merle Haggard would have in a row in 1967 and 1968. The song was also included in the 1968 crime movie Killers 3, starring Merle Haggard.
Sweet country music.
Coming up in a few minutes, I'll have a comedy break for you, and we all need a smile on our face now and then. Now, with all the talk about citizens, regular people going into space, well, after paying millions of dollars for a ticket anyway, I'm going to take you back to the early 1960s when astronauts were new to us. I'll be playing the 1961 comedy track, The Astronaut, from Bill Dana. Right now, how about something from Alan Jackson that won all sorts of awards back in 2001? Where were you when the world stopped turning?
Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Were you in the yard with your wife and children or working on some stage in L.A.? Did you stand there in shock? The sight of that black smoke rising against that blue sky. Did you shout out in anger and fear for your neighbor, or did you just sit down and cry? Did you weep for the children who lost their dear loved ones, pray for the ones who don't know? Did you rejoice for the people who walked from the rubble, sob for the ones left below? Did you burst out with pride for the red, white, and blue, and the heroes who died just doing what they do? Did you look up to heaven for some kind of answer, and look at yourself and what really matters? I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus, and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day? Teaching a class full of innocent children, or driving down some cold interstate? Did you feel guilty 'cause you're a survivor? In a crowded room, did you feel alone? Did you call up your mother and tell her you loved her? Did you dust off that Bible at home? Did you open your eyes and hope it never happened? Close your eyes and not go to sleep? Did you notice the sunset the first time in ages, and speak to some stranger on the street? Did you lay down at night and think of tomorrow? Go out and buy you a gun? Did you turn off that violent old movie you're watching and turn on I Love Lucy reruns? Did you go to a church and hold hands with some strangers, stand in line and give your own blood? Did you just stay home and cling tight to your family, Thank God you had somebody to love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you the difference in Iraq and Iran. I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. I'm just a singer of simple songs. I'm not a real political man. I watch CNN, but I'm not sure I can tell you difference in Iraq and Iran. But I know Jesus and I talk to God, and I remember this from when I was young. Faith, hope, and love are some good things He gave us, and the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. And the greatest is love. Where were you when the world stopped turning on that September day?
And that neon sun comes up in the evening, and that warm red wine and the memories start to flow. You'll find me there with all the others, just looking for love, the only way we know. Oh, we playing night games, love at first sight games. Tonight. Now, if you're sitting alone tonight and feeling lonely, and you can hear that jukebox calling you, you found somebody,
somebody,
just come on down and do what we all do. Oh, we playing night games, love at first sight games. The only way to fight the pain, under the neon lights. Oh, we playing night games, looking for the right thing, hoping that it might bring two hearts together tonight. Oh, we playing night games, love at first sight games. The only way to fight the pain, under the neon.
That's Charlie Pride and his number one hit record for him from 1983, Night Games. Charlie Pride has had an amazing music career, first landing in our radios around 1966 and then cranking out hit after hit after hit. In fact, it is said that he was the best-selling singer for RCA Records in the late 1960s and 1970s since Elvis Presley. I opened the set with a song from Alan Jackson that won all sorts of awards when it landed at number one on the country record charts in 2001. Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning won a Grammy Award for Song of the Year and the Country Music Association Single of the year. The song was about the infamous 9/11 terrorist attacks in September of 2001. Well, time for a break, and of course, I love to give you a comedy break. Remember when astronauts were unique? You know, they had to go through a lot of training from NASA. Well, nowadays, if you've got a few million bucks, you could probably get a ride into outer space, or at least to the upper atmosphere. Coming up in the comedy break, I'm going to play Bill Dana and his story about being an astronaut. Stick around, more to come. I'm Larry Kretcher.
The gentleman you're about to meet is the most important man in any of our lives. He's the United States officer who has been sent into outer space. I'm referring to the chief astronaut with the United States Interplanetary Expeditionary Force, and here he is now. How do you do, sir? May we have your name?
My name, Jose Jimenez.
And you're the chief astronaut with the United States Interplanetary Expeditionary Force?
I am the chief astronaut. With the United States Interplanetary. My name, Jose Jimenez.
Mr. Jimenez, could you tell us a little about your spacesuit?
Yeah. It's very uncomfortable.
How much did the spacesuit cost?
That spacesuit cost $18,000.
$18,000?
Yeah.
That seems rather expensive.
Well, it has two pair of pants. So that's only $9,000.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I've been noticing this, Mr. Jimenez. What is this called? A crash helmet?
Oh, I hope not.
What are the physical qualities that they look for in an astronaut?
The physical quality they look for in the astronaut. You got to have the perfect hearing. You got to have the perfect vision. You got to have the normal blood pressure. You got to have four legs.
You have to have four legs?
Yeah, they were going to send a dog, but they thought that would be too cruel.
Mr. Jimenez, you must have some opinions on the race for space.
All right, I will. I got one.
Good. What do you think of Vanguard 1 and Jupiter 2?
That was a pretty close game. I thought for sure that Vanguard was going to take it.
It was close, yes.
What you were reading the papers about.
I know. Yeah. Now tell me, Jose.
I'll tell you, Jose.
Tell me.
Yes, I'll tell you. You just ask me and I tell you.
All right. Were you a participant at any of the rocket launchings at Cape Canaveral?
I was a participant at any of the rocket launchings at Cape Canaveral. I was there when they opened the door into the nose cone. They took that mouse and they put that mouse inside the nose cone. Then they closed the door on that little mouse. I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, Mr. Mendes, please, let's try to continue here. I want to ask you, what is the most important thing in rocket travel?
To me, the most important thing in the rocket travel is the blast off.
The blast off.
I always take a blast before I take off. Otherwise, I wouldn't get in that thing.
Well, after that, what is the procedure in taking off?
The procedure after that in taking off, you got to put on, instead of hydraulic double dynamo reversible booster, You got to activate the decompression activator. And you got to put on the anti-magnetic gauzing system.
And then you're really up there.
No, that opens the door. And lets out that little mouth.
Let's talk about the rockets themselves.
Well, I had trouble once with one of the rockets.
At Cape Canaveral?
No, at the Radio City Music Hall. It was something about separate maintenance.
Yes.
I don't know.
Let's change the subject.
Okay, if you know how.
Let's talk about the actual rocket trip.
Okay.
By the way, do you know it's costing the government $7 billion to send you on this trip into outer space?
That's not my fault. I told them I was willing to go tourist. And they said it's such a long trip. Go first class, and that's what adds up.
Okay, do you think the...
Overweight baggage.
Do you think there will be life on Mars?
Maybe if I land on a Saturday night. Something might be happening. Otherwise, I'm going to bring a book.
That's something I wanted to ask you about, Mr. Jimenez. Of course, it's a very long trip into outer space.
Yes, it's a long trip.
And I just wonder what you'll do to entertain yourself during those long, lonely, solitary hours when you're all by yourself.
Well, I plan to cry a lot.
I would imagine that food is a major problem on a trip into outer space.
I would imagine that food is a major problem on a trip into outer space. And it is, you know. They only allowed you to have the 10 ounces of food.
Only 10 ounces of food?
That's right.
Well, how will you manage?
I'll eat out.
After you've been into outer space, okay. Mr. Jimenez, and you return to Earth,
okay.
Where will you be landing?
I am going to be landing in Nevada.
In the state of Nevada?
In the state of Nevada.
Then you're convinced that they'll get you back to Earth?
I am convinced that they will get me back to Earth.
Good.
Just how far into it? That's what I'm not convinced about.
Well, surely they've made some provisions to break your fall.
To break my fall?
Yes.
Sure, Nevada.
Well, Mr. Jimenez, I think you're certainly to be congratulated for this very, very dangerous undertaking.
Oh, don't say undertaking.
Mission. This very dangerous mission.
That's a better choice of words.
And before you go...
Don't even say go.
Before that, I just wonder if there are a few words that you'd like to say to the people of the United States.
Yeah, there are a few words that I'd like to say.
Please go ahead.
People of the United States. People of the United States, America. Please don't let them do this to me.
Time now for the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time, I'm going to play a couple of country singers who had big hit records, but they're pretty much forgotten. Now, they're not played on the radio much, and unless you have their records in your collection, you may not even recognize the names. In both cases, the country singers I'll play worked very, very hard to achieve success. But it was not to last for a lot of reasons. With each artist, I'll share a brief history of their career. So, let's get going on this Forgotten Country Singers feature presentation. On Sweet Country Music, here's Chad Brock.
She moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Oh, and we sat there talking just like we were old friends. Oh, then I asked her, can I see you again? She said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. The days flew by just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. Oh, then it happened one night looking in her eyes. Oh, when I popped the question, much to my surprise, she said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. And nothing's been the same since she said yes. I said wow. She said when. I said how about right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in faith, and she said yes.
Heartbreak kind, out for a one night stand. And me, I'd been hurt and I needed a helping hand. We didn't want any lasting thing, just someone to hold till the morning came.
We said there'd be no
made up my mind, love was too hard on me. We planned to stay just one night. Look
There you go, a couple of country singers who had a lot of success, but unfortunately it didn't last for a lot of reasons. That was a gal by the name of Gus Harden and her 1984 number 8 hit record, All Tangled Up in Love. In fact, it was a duet with another country legend, Earl Thomas Conley. Gus Harden had a very distinctive voice that produced a number of hit records between 1983 and 1986, but sadly, she was killed in a car accident in 1996 at the age of 50. I open the set with another forgotten country singer, Chad Brock, and his number one hit record from 2000 called Yes. In fact, the song stayed at number one for 3 weeks and on the record chart for a whopping 36 weeks. So, what happened to Chad Brock? Well, he dropped off the record charts almost as fast as he got on them, and eventually he wound up doing radio in Florida and even ran unsuccessfully for the United States Senate in 2014.
Sweet country music.
WTBR. Yesterday I saw an episode of Reba McEntire's TV sitcom, Reba, and I just had to play the theme song for the show. So here it is, and it was a hit record for her.
I was born 3 months too early. The doctor gave me 30 days. But I must have had my mama's will and God's amazing grace. I guess I'll keep on living, even if this love's to die for. Cause your bags are packed and I ain't crying. You're walking out and I'm not trying to change your mind, cause I was born to be the baby girl without a chance, victim of circumstance, the one who ought to give up, but she's just too hard-headed. A single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor. I don't believe self-pity, it only brings you down. Maybe the queen of broken hearts, but I don't hide behind the crown. When the deck is stacked against me, I just play a different game. My roots are planted in the past, and though my life is changing fast, who I am is who I want to be. The baby girl without a chance, a victim of circumstance, the one who ought to give up, but she's just too hard-headed. A single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. With gentle hands and the heart of a fighter, I'm a survivor. But I must have had my mama's will and God's amazing grace.
I couldn't conceive it, cause I never would've listened to nobody. just can't explain.
The old man lived in the woolly swamp way back in Booker Woods. He never did do a lot of harm in the world, but he never did do no good. People didn't think too much of him, they all thought he acted funny. The old man didn't care about people anyway, all he cared about was his money. He'd stuff it all down into mason jars and he'd bury it all around. And on certain nights, if the moon was right, he'd dig it up out of the ground. He'd pour it all out on the floor of his shack and run his fingers through it. Yeah, Lucius Clay was a greedy old man, and that's all that there was to it.
But I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself, and I couldn't conceive it, 'cause I never would listen to nobody else. And I couldn't believe it. I just had to find out for myself, but there's some things in this world you just can't explain.
The Kegel Boys was white trash and lived over on Carver's Creek. They were mean as a snake and sneaky as a cat and belligerent when they'd speak. One night the oldest brother said, y'all meet me in the woolly swamp later, and we'll take old Lucius's money and we'll feed him to the alligators. They found the old man out in the back with a shovel in his hand, 13 rusty mason jars he just dug up out of the sand. And they all went crazy and they beat the old man, and they picked him up off of the ground and threw him in the swamp and stood there and laughed as the black water sucked him down. Then they turned around and went back to the shack, picked up the money and ran. They hadn't gone nowhere when they realized they were running in quicksand. And they struggled and they screamed, but they couldn't get away. And just before they went under, they could hear that old man laughing in a voice as loud as thunder. It's been 50 years ago and you can go by there yet. There's a spot in the yard in the back of that shack where the ground is always wet. And on certain nights, if the moon is right, down by that dark footpath, you can hear three young men screaming, you can hear one old man laugh.
If you ever go back in the woody small way, you better not go at night. There's things out there in the middle of the woods that make a strong man die to cry. Things that crawl and things that fly, things that creep around on the ground. And they say the ghost of a Lucius Clay gets up and he walks around. But I couldn't believe it, I just had to find out for myself. And I couldn't conceive it, 'cause I never would listen to nobody else. And I couldn't believe it, I just had to find out for myself. But there's some things in this world you just can't explain.
Some things in this world you just can't explain.
That is the amazing late Charlie Daniels and a very haunting song that most of you will recognize. The Legend of Woolly Swamp from 1980. Now, I had a chance to see Charlie Daniels perform that song on stage. And later, during an interview, he told me that while the song wasn't a big hit record for him, it was one of his favorites because it was different. And I'll agree with that one. Out on the set with Reba McEntire and the theme song to her hit TV sitcom, Reba. The song is called I'm a Survivor, and while we heard a short version of the song at the beginning of the TV show, it was actually a number three hit record for her in 2001, the same year her TV show debuted on the WB network. Reba ran for 5 seasons.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. We'll have more fun, baby, all the way down the line. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. There ain't no need to tarry. Let's start out tonight. We'll have fun, oh boy, and we'll do it right. Bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. If you've got money, honey, I've got the time. spot in town. We'll go to the park where it's dark and we won't fool around. If you run short of money, then I'll run short of time. If you got no more money, honey, I've no more time. If you got the money, honey, I've got the time. We'll go honky-tonkin' and we'll have a time. Bring along your Cadillac, leave my old wreck behind. You've got the money, honey, I've got the time.
Yes, sir! That's one of the shortest songs Willie Nelson ever recorded, and it was a number one hit record for him back in 1976. If you've got the money, honey, I've got the time. Now, I was working at a country radio station when that song came out, and it really came in handy when I needed a short song to go up to the top of the hour news. 2 minutes works every time. Now, any of you who have ever done a radio show know exactly what I'm talking about. Whoops, there's that music again. And that means that I'm running out of time. I only got a few seconds left. Hey, thank you for tuning in to this amazing radio station. Had a chance to play some forgotten country singers. Chad Brock and Gus Harden. Had a chance to play their songs. Nobody ever plays them anymore, so I thought I would. You know, let's not forget these folks. I'm Larry Kratzer, your host for Sweet Country Music. Be talking to you real soon.